This is the Inside Florida HS Football Podcast, episode number one, with head coach Michael Burns of Tenerog High School, recorded on May 7th, 2013. Enjoy. Welcome to the Inside Florida HS Football Podcast, the podcast that brings you closer to the teams, coaches, players, and the people who cover the game. I am Josh Wilson, owner and publisher of FloridaHSFootball.com, and today we are joined by Michael Burns of Tenerog High School in Lakeland. Welcome to the program, Coach. Happy to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so, you know, give us a little background about yourself. You know, where'd you go to high school at? Where'd you play football at? You know, college? And, you know, why'd you continue going to becoming a coach?
Well, to answer your first question, originally I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I am a Andrew Jackson High School graduate. I played my collegiate football at Florida A&M, go Rattlers, plug, great university. And I'm currently at Tenerog High School on the west side of Lakeland. I'm sorry, the east side of Lakeland, I apologize. And the school is fairly new. It was built in 2008. They completed their fifth year, and we're going into year six. And we're looking to have fun and produce men of good character and good football players.
Yeah, and, you're saying the school's only 5 years old. You know, what is one of the biggest challenges? You know, I believe you're the second head coach for Tenerog. You know, what is the biggest challenge for coming into developing a team that has not had a winning season yet?
Well, let me start by saying this. I've had an opportunity to talk with the previous head coach, Dave Robson, a good man. He's been a staple in Polk County for 20 years, and he's done a good job with having the young men come out and participate in football. And we, the current staff, we just want to build upon that. There has to be a starting foundation, which he's done. Like I said, we just want to continue to ride that wave of momentum. And being that, you know, I'm the new coach here, there's going to be some excitement. Anytime you have a new coach coming in, there's going to be excitement. So we just want the young men to come out, have fun, and we want to help them reach their goals, whatever it is, whether it's winning a district championship or a sectional championship, state championship, going to college, going to the military. It doesn't start and end with football. This is just a vehicle to help you get to where you need to go.
Definitely. And looking at the challenges that you've got, you've talked to the former head coach, it seems like you're getting positive encouragement already to take Tenerog to the next step. You know, looking at your district, you're in district, I believe now it's going to be 5A11, and you've got Lake Wells, which is usually a perennial powerhouse in Polk County, one of the more well-known powerhouses in Polk County. You know, you got
definitely the class of the district, yes.
Yeah, definitely. And you got Auburndale, who can be a challenge year in and year out. And you got Mulberry, and there's y'all. And then y'all add Ponciana from over in Kissimmee into the district this year. You know, what is the biggest challenge for you this year, you know, looking at that district?
Oh, like you said, you have Lake Wells, who's traditionally been a very good program. And what's interesting is that Auburndale won the district last year. So they are a very formidable opponent also. Mulberry, they've had success in the previous years, and you can't take any school in this district for granted. Now, with the introduction and intrusion of Ponciana, the district doesn't get any easier. There's no room for a mistake, per se. So what we need to do is focus on fundamentals, introducing a new offense, new defense, special teams, having high-energy practices, because we can't waste any time when we're on the field. And we're getting the young men to buy into our philosophy. And I can honestly say this, we have a great group of young men out here working hard every day. And I need to apologize to you because you asked me a direct question and I really didn't answer it. One of the toughest challenges we've had thus far is just from a number standpoint. Whenever you have a program that's not perennially winning 7, 8, 9 games, the numbers are not going to be what you would like for them to be. So it's my job and the staff also to recruit the hallways, the cafeteria, to try to get young men to come out and understand it's going to be a grind, but we want you to have fun also.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, what is the result so far of your, you know, your process of recruiting the hallways and cafeteria so far since you came on earlier this year?
Well, to be honest, the numbers aren't exactly where we would like them to be, but we have had young men that didn't play last year and that have shown interest in the spring to come out. And we're hovering right around 25 to 30 kids. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, no, definitely very encouraging, you know. And now with spring football, you know, the practices have started, you know, and you mentioned getting these fundamentals, installing the new offense, installing the different things that you want to install. You know, how's that taking shape so far? You know, even though we're only just, you know, several days in and you're only a few days into the pads.
Well, our first couple of days were strictly conditioning, and yesterday was Monday, was the first day that we actually installed any resemblance of an offense. And it was just really just one pass play. We're going to take it slow, have them master the nuances, understanding the cuts, the reads, the throws. And we're teaching fundamentals, teaching quarterbacks, you know, how to throw the ball, teaching receivers how to attack it. Offensive linemen, they're learning vertical sets, hand placement, foot placement, just understanding the basics. We're going to keep it really simple this spring.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I would mean simple. It sounds like a good word for y'all to go. And you know, talking about going, you know, going from the plays and stuff. Who are some of the, you know, some of the players that might be come that might want to you might start talking about, you know, as the fall approaches and we get into the season. You know, who are some of the players that we might want to keep an eye on?
Well, for me, I would love to be able to talk about every young man in our program, but as of right now, there are some young men that are returning. One of the first young men that comes to mind is Sofino Jean-Pierre. He's an upcoming senior. He played defensive end and linebacker last year for us. He's a good young man. Good young man. We also have another young man battling for a quarterback position. His name is Dylan Wright Sermon. He's an 11th grader. He throws a very good ball. We have a couple of receivers that are, we hope, can do big things for us. Lawrence Everett and Nico Gallen. And we have a couple of young men up front that really triggers everything. I'm talking about the offensive line. We have a young man by the name of Brandon Ellich. Good-looking young man. He's going to 11th grade. He's 6'4", about 240, 250, has a wide wingspan. And we would like to play him at left tackle. You have to have someone protecting your quarterback from the backside. Definitely have to have that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
We have another young man by the name of Evan Lowe. He'll be a good one for us. He's going to play offensive line, defensive line for us. Like I said, I can go on and on talking about some of these young men. And there's another young man by the name of Justin Mills. He's a tough little son of a gun. And he's very encouraging, hard worker, very, very hard worker. All our kids deserve praise. Like I said, I can't mention everyone's name, but these are just some of the young men that are out working hard. Geraldo Thassey, Marcus Ashley, I mentioned Evan Lowe, Dustin Richardson, DeAnthony Dorsey. These young men, they're just out working hard. Louis Santana. I can go on and on, but just for the sake of the podcast, I'll just limit it to those young men.
All right. We're on the 4-H's Football Podcast, Inside 4-H's Football Podcast, with Tenor Rock Head Coach Michael Burns. And you can purchase your copy of FNF Friday Night Football Florida Magazine online at 4HSFootball.com. Just click on the banner at the top of the website as you go on. And, you know, you're mentioning that you have, you know, you got these little core group of players. You know, you got your 25, 30 players you're starting out with. You know, you can't mention everyone's name like you said. But you know, that's just one start. That's just one piece of the pie, basically, of getting things going up for Tenor Rock. You know, what are your short term and long term goals for the team?
Well, short term obviously is fundamentals. If we're fundamentally sound, I believe we'll be a hard team to beat, and I hope every coach can agree with that. If I had a team full of guys that can run 4.4 and 4.3 and can bench 350 pounds, it'll be a different story. We know they will be fundamentally sound, and we could talk about something else. But right now, just making sure that the kids have a good grasp of the game of football and how good it can be to you and for you if you want it to be. long range goals, my mission and vision is to make this the best football program in the state of Florida. We're no different than anyone else. We want success, but it's not always measured by wins and losses. Our job as coaches is to move these young men into the next phase of their life so they can be successful. And that's what we want to harp on. We want young men to do the right thing all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And you gotta have the encouragement. You gotta have the right people in there installed in place. Talking about having the encouragement and installment of the right people in place. Who are some of the people that you brought on with you to help form this transition? Did you keep, how many of the former staff did you keep, and how many new people did you bring on when you joined in?
Well, let me start with the individuals that were here last year. Kyron Spates, he actually teaches at the school. Also, I brought in a gentleman, Coach Thompson. I brought in another gentleman, excuse me, Henry McIntyre. I have a Coach Kirkland.
It's a long list.
it is. And I don't want to offend anyone. Devin Williams. We're going to have Coach Irvin Day. Coach Day, interesting story. He was actually part of the first graduating class from Tenor Rock High School, and you always want to have someone on your staff who graduated from the school because they're – I know he doesn't want it more than me, but he wants it just as bad. So you have someone who bleeds purple and gray on your staff. You have to have someone, I believe. So.
I believe that every school has to have somebody on staff that's an alumni of that has played for that program. And that goes for your schools that have been around for 100 plus years, or the schools that have been 5 years old. I know some schools just don't have that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he's excited. Very well, he should be.
Oh yeah, definitely. It sounds like you've got something going there. And then kind of getting into the last of the things here. I'm looking at your schedule right now that we've got up here on FloridaHSFootball.com. Of course, we've mentioned the district games that you're going to be playing this year. But it seems like you're trying to help take it easy. But you're trying to start slow to build the team up to winning games. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And what we have to do with a very competitive schedule, not only for ourselves, but for the opponent that we're going to play. And it just is what it is. You want your kids to be able to go out and have fun and produce. And, at some point, will I love to be able to say we have a program such as Lakeland or Lake Gibson or Kathleen, some of your traditional powers, and Polk County, Lake Wells, Mulberry. I mean, they're established. And their programs speak for themselves. Tenor Rock, we're like the redhead stepchild that just moved into the block. Everybody wants to play you, and no one fears us right now. But hopefully that will change. And we're just trying to build every day and get better.
Oh yeah, definitely. And looking at the schedule, do you think there might be in the future where you play the programs like Lake Gibson and Lakeland, every year? I think they did play Lakeland in the past in the schedule, but I think that now that's been taken off the schedule for right now until things get rebuilt. Is that correct?
Right. I would love for that to be sooner than later, because I mean, good things are happening over at Tenor Rock, or the Rock as it's known, as some of the students and student athletes call it. But like I said, I would love to be able to pick up those guys and say, hey, would you like to play? And they tell me, no, we don't want to play you, but we're just not there yet. But we're just trying to get better every day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Coach Burns, I want to appreciate your time for coming on the podcast. Definitely, it's been great talking to you. It seems like great things are going to be happening at Tenor Rock starting this season. Continue on what Coach Robson had started, and I definitely appreciate you being on.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And this is wrapping up the first edition of Inside FloridaHS Football Podcast. Thank you very much. I am Joshua Wilson, owner and publisher of FloridaHSFootball.com. Have a great day. The Inside FloridaHS Football Podcast is copyright 2013 by FloridaHS Football, LLC, all rights reserved.